SRN News, I'm Jason Blacker. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is well on our way in destroying Iran's ability to threaten its neighbors and the world with missiles.
This is a terrorist government. This is a terroristic regime. And we are seeing them conduct terrorism using nation-state elements, using weapons like missiles and one-way attack drones. And the objective of this mission is to destroy their ability to continue to do that. And we are well on our way to achieving that objective every single day with overwhelming force, with overwhelming precision.
Speaking to reporters in Miami Monday, President Trump says American forces have been very successful.
We could call it a tremendous success right now as we leave here. I could call it, or we could go further, and we're going to go further. But the big risk on that war has been over for 3 days. We wiped them out in the first 2 days.
The president says Iranian leaders had some big plans.
Iran's a very powerful country. They were going to take over the Middle East. If we did not hit them, they were going to take over the Middle East. They had thousands and thousands since their last hit. They had thousands and thousands of missiles and everything else. Most are now destroyed. But they were going to take over the Middle East.
On Capitol Hill, even a number of Democrats are taking satisfaction in seeing vengeance on an Iranian regime that has targeted U.S. service members for decades. Oil prices down dramatically Monday, and Wall Street making steady gains later in the day in the session amid hope the war with Iran may not be lasting much longer. President Trump says he really believes the war is, quote, very complete. This is SRN News. A new study of Generation Z. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
There have been reports of revival amongst America's youngest adults, but if that's true, then there apparently needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to the latest from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. In fact, the CRC concludes that just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people are much more likely than the young to have one. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern urging the Trump team to address persecution of believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC has cheered the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the organization wants to make sure other bad actors, including Ethiopia, don't slip off the radar. New ICC report reveals in nearly every corner of Ethiopia, Christians suffer violence. This is SRN News. A former Nixon White House official dead at 99. Bill Alexander reports.
Alexander Butterfield was the White House aide who revealed the existence of President Richard Nixon's secret Oval Office taping system during the Watergate investigation. Butterfield's 1973 testimony to Senate investigators became one of the most pivotal moments in the Watergate scandal, leading to the legal battle for the tapes that ultimately forced Richard Nixon's resignation in 1974. As a deputy assistant to the president, Butterfield oversaw the taping system connected to the voice-activated listening devices that had been secretly placed. Bill Alexander, Washington.
White House says it fired NTSB board member Todd Inman for serious misconduct, accusing him of drinking on the job, harassing staff members, and skipping meetings. Inman, meanwhile, denies those allegations. More details, srnnews.com.